wonder if anybody's got anything on their heart tonight. If not, we'll be in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 8. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he hath brought us into this place and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought thee first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. And my thought tonight is the mighty hand of God. We find many a times where the mighty hand of God is powerful. You know, I find in John, John chapter 20, starting with the 24th verse, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nail, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus the doors, being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. And Thomas answered and saith unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. So we find where the mighty hand of God reached out to Thomas. You know, lost sinner today, you know what it takes is the mighty hand of God to reach down to you, that you might be able to reach back, that you might have eternal life, just like he reached out to Thomas. That mighty hand of God can do that for you. Somebody said, well, I'm not lost today. Well, you may not be, but I tell you what, Paul, he was a persecuting Christians. They even said that he, in Acts chapter 8, and Saul was consenting unto his death, and at the time there was a great persecution against the church. So we find that he was consenting, and all of a sudden, no concern about him. But then all of a sudden, God said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou? Just like that. It can happen to you all of a sudden. God reached down and prick your heart. And when you do, you'll have to reach out to that mighty hand of God. I tell you what, that's the only thing that can save you is calling upon the Lord. Could come down and touch your soul. You know, I think about how when we cross over, the only thing that's going to get us over is having that mighty hand of God coming down and touching our soul. Without that, you will not make it over Death Sea without Jesus. I'm thankful today that I have Jesus, that one day the mighty hand of God is going to lead me on to that eternal home. See, this world is not our home. You know, we find in Exodus chapter 14, starting with the 11th verse, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. You know, they had doubt about them. You know, Moses could have easily sat down on the Lord and said, I give up, I give up. But you know what he said? He said, And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptian whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. He said to them, You're going to see the mighty hand of God work today, because he made me a promise and I trust in him. You know, we need to trust today in the mighty hand of God and what he tells us and promises us. And it said, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cry thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And we'll find that it says in the 26th verse, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again unto the Egyptians upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. So we find where the mighty hand of God worked and delivered them. You know the mighty hand of God is powerful. You know the mighty hand of God created creation, and it was perfect, and man ruined it. So then they had to come out with a plan, and you'll find where it says that they looked all over heaven and couldn't find nobody, but there was one on the right hand of the throne that came down to die for our sins, that we might be able to have salvation, that we might be able to have the mighty hand of God leading us through this old journey until we cross to the other side. If you don't have it today, Lord help you, because I tell you what, you'll never make it through this journey without the mighty hand of God helping you. He's been help to me many a times when there's no other help. You can go to him. He's our help today. You know, he's a friend that sticketh closer to a brother. You know, many a times, I tell you what, when I used to have a bunch of friends, and when I announced my call to preach, seemed like all of them scattered away. But I tell you, one that stuck with me and has stuck with me all the way is Jesus, and he will stick with you. There'll be a lot that go away from you, but Jesus, he's there to guide us. You know, I think about how many times people get lost, and they'll look on their Google Maps or their GPS or whatever. I'm thankful that I have a God as a GPS to guide me and direct me through everything, through this old journey. You know, I find that the mighty hand of God, we read where it says that there was this army, and he kept cutting it down and cutting it down. And he said, take them to the water, and whosoever drinketh, get rid of, basically. And they cut it down to 300 people, and they defeated that old army. That's what the mighty hand of God can do today. He can get you through whatever you're going through. He can save. He's the only one that can save. You know, I find where it says that there was a little old tiny person named David, and there was this giant. You know, David could have been like us most of the time and said, well, he's too big for us. He's too big. We can't do this. We can't do that. But you know what? He said, I'm going to trust in the mighty hand of God and rely on him. And you know what he done? He went and he picked up him some stones, and he took them down there. And I can see him now just a running, a swinging that thing. And he began to run and swing that thing. And that giant began a mocking him and our Lord. You know, I tell you what, God's going to get the last laugh. And he began to sling that thing, and it popped him right in the forehead. David didn't do that. God done it. God used David to do that. And I tell you what, God can use you to do a work. Whatever it is, some are different. But that mighty hand of God, when you begin doing your work, the mighty hand of God will have to lead you. He'll lead you through everything, whether it's a career, whether it's whatever it is, whether it's a career, whether it's something spiritual-wise, whether it's something church-wise, but he can lead. Without him leading, it ain't worth anything, to be honest, because we need him leading us in everything we do, in everything. I believe we need to be as close as we can to him, that he might be able to lead us instead of stealing away from him. Because if you steal away from him, then you know what we have to do. We have to say, Lord, let us get back to you, that we might be able to have that mighty hand of God leading us through this way. I guarantee you, if you'll come to him, he won't turn you away. He's never turned anybody away that's come with him. with true intentions, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And then we find in where they had a man named Elijah. Thank you, Lord, for the thought. They had a man named Elijah. And they had these people serving Baal. You know what Elijah said? Elijah had faith in his God. I believe we need to have faith in him. Have faith in him today. I believe we need to tell people what the mighty hand of God can do. I believe we need to tell them what we can do for them. You know, I think about that woman at the well. She didn't stick what God had done for her in a bottle and just seal it up and put it on the shelf. She went and told people, amen, look at what the mighty hand of God has done for me. He can do it for you too today. That's what we ought to be doing, is telling people about the Lord, that there wouldn't be some lost soul slip away and die and go to hell. Because I tell you what, God can save. I believe there's room in that book for everybody that believes. You know, the Bible talks about a book, and one day he's going to read those names off, and he'll look and see those names, and if you ain't in it, he'll see an empty blank. And it won't be because God chose it. It'll be because you chose not to believe in God. See, God ain't ever sent anybody to hell by your own choice. And see, he'll look and he'll say, why didn't you believe in me? Why didn't you believe in my mighty hand that could come down and touch your soul? Today, he can do that for you. If you don't, hell will be your eternal home. That may sound harsh, but that's the truth today. That's what we ought to want. We ought to want nothing but the truth. Anything else, we ought to say, take it away, throw it away, because this right here is the most important cost there is. You know, I find where it said about them prophets of Baal, they mocked and mocked Elijah, and Elijah said, pour all this water. You know, if you tried to pour water today and tried to light a fire, good luck. But I tell you what, I believe with God's help we could. And I tell you what, that must have been a sight to see. Them pouring on them trenches and just a pouring. And God began to pray. And here come the mighty hand of God lighting that fire and consuming them. I tell you what, God's mighty. You know, God has sent many a signs that he's real. He sent them that sign there. He sent them King Nebuchadnezzar a sign when they threw him in the furnace. You know, at many a times, they could have just gave up. But they said, whether we die or whether we don't, we're serving a God. We're going to be on a better side one way or another. They gave God honor and glory. Whether we're going through a trouble or a trial, or whether we're going through a good time, we need to give God honor and glory, just like them three men did. And Nebuchadnezzar said, I see four men loose into the fire. You know, he sent Nebuchadnezzar a sign. He will send you a sign if you need it. I guarantee you he will if you'll ask. Ask and ye shall receive. Amen. That's what the Bible tells us. The mighty hand of God, I truly believe, is still at work, and it will be at work until the very last day. But I tell you what, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that the mighty hand of God reached down and touched me one day as a 9-year-old boy. If you don't have that, I pray that you get it. I tell you what, God can do it for you. I believe God can send you whatever it is you need in your life. Whether it's you're looking for a job, whether it's a church looking for a pastor, whatever it is, the mighty hand of God can send it to you. I find where there was a Nineveh in Jonah. If we go in Jonah, we'll find in the word of the Lord came, the third chapter, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. I guarantee you, lost sinner, God will send you somebody to let you know that you're lost, to preach to you, because I tell you what, he'll do that. Whether it's an old woman coming to you and asking you, whether an old sister coming and asking you whether you're lost, or whether it's the preaching of God getting a hold of you in your heart, or whatever it is, he can send you a sign and let you know that you're lost. I believe that if you're here and you're wondering, if you're here and wondering whether you've been saved or lost, God can send you a sign. I tell you what I'd do. I'd be asking the mighty hand of God to show me. He can take you back to a place if you've been saved. And if you've been saved and he takes you back to a place, go with it. But if you go as far back as the day that he told you you were lost and you don't find a time and a place, I'd be a-seeking him till I had a time and a place. Because I tell you what, without a time and a place, you will not cross over to the other side. Hell will be your eternal home. I'm thankful that one day I'm going to get to thank that the man that died on the cross for me. Amen. And say, thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand of God leading me through all the way to here. And thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. You know, I often say we shouldn't wait till then, though, to thank the Lord. We ought to do it now while we're here, that somebody might be able to see what all the Lord has done for us. Because I tell you what, the Lord can do it for them just as much as he can do it for you. He don't show no favoritism. I'm thankful for that today, that he don't show any favoritism, Brother Jeff. If today you're lost, seek him. We find in the 14th chapter, the 24th verse, it says, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come." You know, many a times Jesus has bid it come. Many a times you'll find in the Bible where the bride bids come. You know, he bids to you lost sinner tonight, come and see. Come and see the salvation that you might be able to be saved. Come. I guarantee you it'll be worth it all. It was worth it all that day I came and seen. And it says, "And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me." So we find that he turned his eye off the Lord. I believe we ought to have our eye on the Lord all the way ago, and letting the mighty hand of God direct us and not take our eye off of him. Because when we take our eye off of him, we'll begin to sink. And you know, Peter wasn't saying, "Lord, save my soul." He was saying, "Lord, I'm about to drown naturally. And if you don't do something, I'm going to die." And I tell you what, if you don't do something, lost sinner, you're going to die and perish into an everlasting hell. And you know what? Jesus said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. So we find that God reached down his hand for Peter, just like he did for me as that 9-year-old boy, just like he done for you and you and you. And if you ain't been saved, he can reach down for you too. I'm thankful that there's still opportunity to reach back when he reaches down. Tomorrow there may not be opportunity. We may not even make it out of these doors. But right now there is opportunity. If he's reaching down to you, don't put it off. Don't wait. Reach back to him. Reach back to him. It's worth it. It'll be worth it all. Come and see. Do like that woman did with the blood issue. She had a blood issue and she tried everything. Maybe you're here today and you tried everything. You know what she done? She tried Jesus. She went and seen and tried Jesus. Try Jesus today just like him. Just like her, try it. It's worth it. He's worth everything today. You know, all this worldly stuff. They can have, there's a song that says, give me Jesus. They can have all this worldly stuff. You know, they can have all the riches in the world. But if they don't have Jesus, they have nothing. I tell you what, Lazarus, they say he was a poor man, but really, he was as rich as could be because he had Jesus. And I tell you what, if you have Jesus, you're rich today. Because he is everything. He's worth it all. Seek him today. That's my message. If the mighty hand of God is reaching out to you, reach out back to him. It's worth it. Go ahead with a song.